This is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
And welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by Local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
And today, Jonah, I am so excited. We have back with us some very special guests. We have Matthew Swerdloff, and we have Elise Gold, and we have a good friend of theirs and someone who works for their foundation, Hannah Spillhouse, and they're going to be talking to us about the Maya Gold Foundation, and we're going to be talking about preventing teen suicide. It's been way too long since we've had them back on our show.
Right, and they're very erudite people, and they've got good hearts, and we're going to first say hello to Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hi there. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hi, Hannah.
You. And Elise, always a pleasure to see you.
Hey there. Thanks for having us back.
It's our pleasure. And Matthew, thank you for rounding out the team.
Yes. Hi, Jonah. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
So who wants to step up to the plate and tell us what is the Maya Gold Foundation?
So Matthew and I are co-founders of the Maya Gold Foundation. We founded this nonprofit locally, meaning in the Hudson Valley, soon after our daughter at age 15 tragically took her life. Part of the mission, part of what we do, Kathy, as you said, is to work towards preventing teen suicide. But really, the mission is far wider than that.
Mm-hmm.
It is to empower youth to access their inner wisdom and realize their dreams. And we put that mission into action both here in the Hudson Valley and, believe it or not, in Nepal.
Nepal,
and,
wow.
Yes, yeah. And that's what you need to explain is why Nepal. And I love hearing that, seeing that on your website. So if I hate to butt in, but please explain why Nepal, because it's a beautiful story.
Sure. I'll start, but others can really chime in. When Maya was alive, a high school student, actually, it was in 2014 that our family took a trip to India, which neighbors Nepal. And among many other things, we visited a residential girls' school where really orphans were.
Mm-hmm.
She just fell in love and knew at that time that she wanted to return to work with these girls. When we got back home, she continued and researched and read and realized that it was neighboring Nepal that she really wanted to go to, specifically to work towards reducing human trafficking and sexual trafficking.
Yeah.
Maya sadly did not live to realize her dream after high school. So part of our work is doing that work in her memory. So we go to Nepal each year. And actually, I think I'm going to turn it over, if you don't mind, to Hannah, because she could speak as a former teen who joined us on one of our Heart of Gold Adventures trips to Nepal.
So Hannah, tell us about Nepal and tell us about what you did there.
Yes. So in March of 2018 was when I went to Nepal with Matthew and Elise and the Maya Gold Foundation. And we spent 2 weeks there. I think this was the second trip. So I was very fortunate to be like in the beginning where they were still figuring everything out. And I can't remember exactly how many other teens were on my trip. If Matthew or Elise, you guys can help me remember that number.
16 total.
Wow. So there were 16 of us that went. And first of all, one of the most amazing experiences of my life. It's been completely life-changing. And I think about it all the time. And I've used it to help me like create my goals and my career paths and like what I'm going to school and college now for and everything. But so when we went, the beginning of the trip, we did some stuff in Kathmandu. We worked with an organization called Sasane, which is a organization founded for women and by women who had been human trafficked. And the goal of the organization is to help incorporate these women back into Nepali society and to help them get jobs in the community in Kathmandu and other places in Nepal. And when we were with them, we got to hear some of their stories and just talk with them and create relationships with these people. And it was just absolutely so amazing. And this whole trip that we were on, Matthew and Elise found this organization called HCC, or Himalayan Children's Charities. And what they do is, the owner, I believe his name is Bruce, I can't remember his last name, but he fosters kind of and sponsors children in Nepal who are orphaned or in tough situations and provides them with an opportunity for education all the way from elementary up through college, and then helps them find jobs in the city to help support the economy. So on our trip, we spent every single day with these people, and we would go on day trips together. They came with us to Sasane, and they came with us when we spent a few days in a rural village in the mountains. And there they helped us plant trees at the school and sing songs to the kids and practice some English. And we made food and everything. And it was just such an awesome experience to be with these Nepali kids, working with other kids in Nepal, and just like really get to experience the culture and immerse ourselves in a different society. And it was really life-changing. And so shortly after that, I joined the My Goal Foundation on the youth action team after that trip. And I was with them for the rest of high school. So the next 3 years, and we did stuff in the community and everything. I never got to go back to Nepal because of COVID. Another trip, I believe, right. But never ended up working out. So that's always a goal of mine, to be able to go back to Nepal with my Gold Foundation and Matthew and Elise, and get to experience some of that magic again.
Now, Matthew, you and Elise were the parents of Maya Gold. And a lot of people listening will probably say, boy, if that ever happened to me, I couldn't face the public. I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. How is it that you and Elise found the inner strength to create this wonderful foundation and try to help others?
Well, let me thank you for that question. Let me first say there were many, many days, weeks, months where I couldn't get out of bed. So it's not, you know, looking back on it now, 7 years later, 8 years later, it's all of that. It's all of that. Can't get out of bed. And also, let's take 16 kids to Nepal.
Right.
And everything in between. So really, for me personally, this foundation is a way to honor Maya's short but incredible and meaningful life. The Nepal trip is really her dream embodied, times 15 or 16, in bringing these teens from the Hudson Valley. And the rest of the work we do in the Hudson Valley is my way as a parent of giving back to the other teens in our area. So obviously it's very much a labor of love, and it's very much for me, you know, the grief does not go away.
Sure.
It's changed very much. It's changes over the years. But this is a way to kind of create a new relationship with Maya. And I'd say the biggest thing for me that came out of losing Maya was a deep connection to other people, to the suffering of others, and a deep desire to serve.
And we'll be back with more of our terrific guests, Hannah Spilhaus, Elise Gold, and Matthew Swerdloff, talking about the great work of the Maya Gold Foundation after Kathy Kruger tells us who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Salisbury Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuit, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Salisbury Bank is your friendly hometown bank with 14 branches throughout the tri-state area.
Salisbury Bank offers personal and business banking, mortgages, and commercial loans.
Salisbury Bank is your local community bank with local decision making and high service. Your local bank for all of your local needs.
Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Salisbury Bank, because where you bank matters.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the Village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboise. With me is my co-host and our producer, the fabulous Kathy Krueger. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jonah.
And one of Kathy's jobs is to book great guests, and she's outdone herself this time because we have three terrific guests. And Kathy, why don't you introduce them?
Today we have Matthew Swerdloff, Annalise Gold, and Hannah Spillhouse, a very nice young lady, and they're all going to tell us about the Maya Gold Foundation. So whoever wants to start off, just kind of give us again.
Well, let me ask a question because, you know, people may be tuning in late. So having just gotten in their cars or just turned the radio on. So right. Matthew, why don't you tell us again, what is the Maya Gold Foundation and how did it get started?
Sure, Jonah. Thank you. So the Maya Gold Foundation is a nonprofit based in the Hudson Valley of New York. My wife, Elise Gold, and I founded it in 2015 after the suicide of our daughter, Maya Gold. Maya was a high school sophomore. She had big dreams and big passions and a lot of love for life. And of course, we were devastated by the loss and shocked and surprised. And shortly after her death, we founded the foundation in order to support teens in the Hudson Valley, primarily. And then also what later evolved was a mission in Nepal, carrying out her dream to reduce human sexual trafficking.
And Elise, Matthew said that there was a surprise involved. And I know in my wife's family, there was a suicide. And a lot of people, when you get involved with a suicide, you say, I never saw anything. I never saw it coming. You know, they're in shock. Is that what happened with Maya?
Yes, it was a shock. I'll say that Maya really led a full life. And one would not think of her as one to take their own life. One thing in doing processing after, and I still am processing, by the way, it probably sure. will be a lifelong processing where we'll never know the answers, but there might have been, I'll say, some normal teen behavior, right? Teens
right.
can get moody.
Mm-hmm.
Teens can sometimes be a little, when I say moody, sad, depressed, there could be breakups or social situations. That's typical teen behavior. We didn't see it as a big concern. And we, by the way, gave her lots of supports. There is something different about a teen taking their life than an adult because their brain is still developing.
Right.
And something about teens in general, not only around suicide, but it's like things are like the end of the world. If something happens in the moment for a teen, they can't see to the next day necessarily.
Yeah.
Right.
Mentally, that's where teens are, the adolescent mind is. And I hope I answered your question, Jonah. I could
tell you
for hours about this, but really our focus with the Maya Gold Foundation is not about that. So if I can move for a second to...
Sure.
What we do is one thing we realize is it's critical to listen to the voice of teens. And we do so within the foundation by inviting them to the table for everything that we do. Every board meet, so we're basically a volunteer organization. And so there's a board who serves on committees, and that's where our work is done at the committee level. And there's about 20 teens that's sit at the board table with us every single board meeting and on every single committee. Not a decision is made without the teens there. Those teens form something called the Youth Action Team, and we just turn to them for wisdom. I mean, you and I could have the best ideas, but they're not good ideas unless it really touches the hearts of teens. Hannah might be able to speak to this because served on our youth action team for a number of years after her trip to Nepal with us. So what I'm going to say.
I think your idea is absolutely inspired, Elise and Matthew. I think it's absolutely inspired to have the young people own a piece of the action. So Hannah, why don't you follow up and tell us what it was like being on the Teen Advisory Committee? Was that a big responsibility at a young age for you?
Well, first off, I would like to start off with saying Matthew and Lise and the rest of the adult board do an amazing job, including the teens on the youth action team, with all the decisions and really making it feel like a big family and a community when it comes to making decisions with the Maya Gold Foundation. But as I said briefly earlier, I joined the Maya Gold Foundation youth action team after my trip to Nepal. So I was in it for 3 years, and I was lucky enough to be the president of the youth action team by my senior year of high school. And being on that, being with the youth action team was just such an important experience for me, because it really taught me about like leadership skills and community building skills and how to work as a team and how to work with other people my age and how to communicate myself and hold myself in group discussions. And it gave me so many important skills that have really helped me be able to carry myself now in my young adult life. Some of my favorite memories and opportunities on the Maya Gold Foundation was doing things like community activities. Like there was one year that we picked up trash on the side of the street for the sponsor of the Adopt a Highway thing. And that for some reason comes to my mind right away, just because it was such a fun experience to do that with the adult board and the teen board all together. And we also did like little other events. Like when I was president of Youth Action Team, we did a scavenger hunt through the town of New Paltz, where different places in town sponsored us. And we were able to hide clues there. And there was this whole race and it was really fun. And it poured rain the whole time, but like everyone still showed up and had a great time. And the youth action team gives teens an opportunity to discover what they're interested in and have a voice and have a say. And now there's a program called Teen Mental Health Training that the youth action team gets to be involved in.
That's perfect. That's what I wanted to specifically ask you about, because Mental Health America also has like a first aid program they're having on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And the two of you have got something going. So yeah, please tell us a little bit more about that program.
So I can briefly touch on the teen mental health training, but unfortunately I kind of missed that. That really took off once I had left the youth action team. But I remember going to a few of the things. I was never actually certified in the training. I wish I was. That's still something I regret every single day, having the availability to do that training. But Matthew and Elise would go to schools in the Hudson Valley and do this training. And it seemed like quite amazing. And why don't you guys take it from here? Give it a little.
Elise, tell us about it.
So it's actually not our program. It started back in Australia, believe it or not, but it is an internationally evidence-based program. And if you think about the first aid model, like if you see somebody on the street profusely bleeding, you're not going to start stitching them up. Right. You're going to apply pressure, lift that limb, and call the ambulance to get help on the way. Similar with teen mental health first aid, if you see a peer, if not you, if a teen sees a peer in crisis or having challenges, this program, Teen Mental Health First Aid, gives them tools and skills to step in and offer mental health first aid as they're getting help on the way.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out more about that mental health first aid and the great work of the Maya Gold Foundation from our terrific guests, Elise Gold, Hannah Spilhaus, and Matthew Swerdloff, right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Make this the year that you commit to slowing down. The New York State Department of Transportation has issued a warning to all drivers. They're aggressively watching for people speeding in our communities and especially in construction zones on major highways. People always ignore the cones and signs telling them to slow down in work zones, but you need to understand that they're not just there for decoration. It's time to take that message seriously and slow down, because real people are working in the area where you're driving. You would be furious if people were always making your work area a dangerous place and putting your life at risk every day. But that's what you're doing when you ignore the signs telling you to slow down. Almost every day, a road crew worker is hurt or even killed because of drivers, people like you, blasting their way through a construction zone. So think about that when you're behind the wheel. You want a safe workplace, and so do they. And remember, just because it's nighttime, don't think nobody is there. Because these days, many construction and maintenance crews work nights and overnights. It's not just a 9-to-5 job. Don't prioritize your rush to get somewhere over someone else's life, because you may have to live with regret for the rest of your life. This is a safe motoring reminder from the New York State Department of Transportation.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeboss. And with me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger. And we have three terrific guests from the Maya Gold Foundation talking about the great work they do helping teenagers. It's Hannah Spillhaus, Elise Gold, and Matthew Swerdloff. And when we went to the break, Elise, you were telling us about teen first aid, mental health first aid. So pick that up, and also tell us what kind of information can be found on the website, because you have a terrific website.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'll continue with the teen mental health first aid, Jonah. So it's an in-depth commitment in that it's a good 6-hour training. So it's not something that you could just share in 2 seconds, but giving teens the awareness about what to do when they see a friend or even themselves or another peer who are having challenges or crises, how they can step up, simple tools like noticing signs of distress, how to offer help, how to ask the right questions, how to listen, how to get help. And really, this is critical. Who to get help? There's a whole session on what is a trusted adult, both professional, you know, so it could be psychologists, social workers, therapists, all of that, school guidance counselors, but also it could be the mom of a friend or a neighbor is a trusted adult. So it's not only that the teens themselves could offer the help. They help as much as they can as they're getting help on the way. I mean, in thinking about Maya, and you could probably think about any teen, the teens all knew what was going on. They saw her, you know, in distress, and yeah. They didn't. And by the way, I am not doing any blaming here. Please right. Trust me.
Oh, sure.
They did not have the tools to get help and support. So this is a beautiful model. We're in the schools, we're in community centers, we're in the camps. We are the only, at this time, the only organization that has been awarded the right. We have right now 6 trainers certified to offer this training to get teens to be mental health first aid trainers. And I'm gonna turn it over to Matthew to talk about the website and other social media that we're on.
Right, because the website is beautiful and it's chock full of information. And whether or not you folks at home, whether you have teenage children or teenage grandchildren, and you're concerned about them, you're thinking, well, this could never happen to me. Don't ever say that, folks. It can happen to anyone.
Right.
Go to their website, which Matthew's going to tell us about, and read up on what you need to know. Matthew, tell us about the website, please.
There is a beautiful picture of you guys going to Albany too and talking about this. So that's on that website. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of our recent initiatives of the Mental Health Committee. Team Mental Health for First Aid is one part of that, but we do other work in the community. So the website is www.mayagoldfoundation.org.
Matthew, say that again, please.
Mayagoldfoundation.org, one word. And there you will find, as Jonah said, everything about our foundation. If you go to Stay in Touch, you can subscribe to our newsletter. We send a once a month newsletter. Obviously, there's a way to donate if you want to be a part of supporting our work. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So we're all over the place. Whatever your preferred platform is, you can find us. If you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see a lot of videos from the Teen Mental Health First Aid trainings, as well as the Nepal trip. So there's a lot of ways to find out more. I know this is, we appreciate you having us, but we could talk for hours. And really, if you have some time, go to our website and you can find out more. It's www.mayagoldfoundation.org.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll have our great guests, Matthew Swerdloff, Elise Gold, and Hannah Spillhouse, repeat that before the end of the program. Now, you mentioned, Matthew, Facebook and Twitter and all these other things I'm far too old to understand. I always say a silent prayer that my kids, who are now 40 and 37, were beyond their teenage years before this social media stuff became popular. And I understand that the social media is a two-edged sword, that some kids can be harassed and bullied by remote control through this. Does the Maya Gold Foundation try and do something about that?
Well, that's been one of our areas of interest. As Elise said, a lot of what we do, we have teens at the table, and one of our programs is called Community Programs. Mm-hmm. We do two events in the community a year, and we have talked about social media in those programs, but really the topic of those community programs comes from the teens, and it's always sort of changing. So we have addressed that in the past. We do know that, as you said, there are many benefits for many young people, and for many young people, it's harmful, particularly young girls. So we're well aware of that.
I my hat's off to you. The fact that this is a foundation, you people are just, you're taking such a big step forward listening to teens. I think that's what we need to do. We need to listen to our teens so much more because they have a voice and we need to listen to that voice. And thank you so much because they've got a lot to say and they're going to be our future. And if we don't listen to them now and respect them now, what's going to happen in the future? You know, so thank you for what you're doing.
And that future is represented by Hannah Spillhouse, who was part of their teen program and who now is in university. Hannah, how has this changed your life? I mean, did it inspire you to go into a certain field, or what's it done for you?
I mean, the Maya Gold Foundation has impacted me in so many ways. Going off what Kathy just said, first of all, it's given me a voice. It's given me a vessel, and it's given me confidence and able to like speak my mind and tell people how I'm feeling about certain things and push for my opinions and my ideas and make sure that like I am getting the attention in certain situations that I feel like my voice deserves. It also has completely impacted my career choices and my goals. Currently, I'm studying international relations and public policies with the goals of helping to spread education in developing countries. And I 100% thank the Maya Gold Foundation, specifically Matthew and Elise, for the opportunity and the experience they gave me in those fields and for like just like getting me started and giving me the little boost I needed to figure out how important and how much of an impact I could make if I put my effort and I put my all into it all. So I really, the Maya Gold Foundation has completely changed my life in so many ways. And the list can just go on and on and on and on.
Matthew, give us that website one more time. For people to go do an in-depth dive into the great work you folks do.
Sure. MayaGoldFoundation.org.
One more time, Matthew, please.
MayaGoldFoundation.org. It's MayaGold.
And Elise, I'm going to ask you to reach out to the parents there heart to heart and tell them that, you know, there's always hope. There's always hope. You know, you're doing something terrific. Reach out to them and ask them to come help you.
Oh, well, right. I wouldn't be here unless there was hope. And, you know, I have learned more than anything since the passing of our daughter that we are all in it together. For your listeners, I might never have met you, but I feel connected with you. And if you feel any kind of connection with us, check us out, offer support, volunteer, or if you have questions or concerns, know that we're here too to help and share. Thank you so much, Jonah, and a lot of love your way.
Oh, thank you,
Elise.
You.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you. And thank you,
thanks
Hannah.
For having
it's been a real pleasure and privilege to have you with us.
And thank you for what you're doing for our youth. Yes.
Absolutely. And Kathy Kruger, who gives us the privilege of being on the air this week by being our sponsors.
Well, we are sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Walk Hill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treibwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.